Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of stuff to talk about here today. It is Tuesday, and that means we can talk about Raw from last night. A lot of stuff on Raw leading into the WWE Night of Champions pay-per-view, which is still 2 weeks away. And we actually almost have a full card for Night of Champions, so that is a change for many shows over the last, I don't know, years, actually, that we have a full card or almost a full card about 2 weeks away. So we can talk about all those matches. Sting and Seth Rollins for the WWE title. Seth Rollins and John Cena for the U.S. title. All of the other matches as well. And shockingly, believe it or not, not only do we have a bunch of matches for Night of Champions, but WWE has actually billed two matches for next week's Raw. How many times has there been a Raw, and we don't know anything that's happening on the show? The show starts, they announce some things for later on. No, we have two matches announced for next week's Raw, which of course will play into the WWE Night of Champions pay-per-view. It's the New Day versus the Primetime Players for the tag team titles, and the winners of that match will be taking on the Dudleys, who are attempting to win their 10th WWE Tag Team Championship. We can talk about that. Plus, we've got a full card for the Ring of Honor All-Star Extravaganza 7 show, which is coming up on September 18th. We'll be talking a lot about that one next week, as we'll have Ring of Honor guests on the show every single day on this program next week. We'll also be opening up the phone lines after a while. If you'd like to call about Raw or anything else that is going on, you are welcome to do so. We'll talk about all of the news, pro wrestling, and mixed martial arts, as we do here every day, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. The phone number for later on, 1-800-878-PLAY. All of the other numbers on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. And we shall be back in just a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
The 2015 Cupera features plush leather seating that will feel to your hemorrhoids like sitting on lava-hot knitting needles.
Not if you step up to relief with the power of two from Preparation H. First, use Preparation H medicated wipes to soothe as they clean. Then Preparation H maximum strength cream to relieve pain and burning.
Now sink into that rich upholstery. Luxurious.
Preparation H. Don't stand for hemorrhoids. Use as directed.
And try specially formulated medicated wipes for women.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Here we are talking Raw. Everything else is going on in the world. And for days, I've been talking about the Rusev, Lana, Summer, Dolph Ziggler storyline. I know that Mike yesterday had not watched the SmackDown segment. And so there was so much being built up for Raw. And then at the end of the day, I felt let down. The Raw segment was the worst of the three. Wasn't bad. There's nothing in it that was all that spectacular. And anybody that didn't see SmackDown is probably thinking, man, Brian is out of his mind thinking this is the greatest storyline. It's really just a storyline. Hopefully this picks up again on SmackDown. The problem is, the storyline may be cursed. In the time that this storyline has taken place, Rusev broke his ankle. Dolph Ziggler got called away to do a movie. Lana has now broken her wrist and may be out 4 months. So Summer better be looking over her shoulder because she may be next. What you think of it, Mike?
Maybe it's God trying to tell you something.
What?
Maybe it's the wrestling gods trying to tell you something that people keep dropping off like it's a horror film left and right on the way to the end that maybe this is not the best idea in the world, but
no.
I will say this. I did see last night's segment. I think you are way too into this storyline because at the end of the day, a story would be great no matter who the players are when you got a great story. And obviously, if you have the right players, it helps, but a great story is a great story. Rusev is the story because he, once again, was awesome. The touch to the lips.
He's always awesome.
He's really the great part of this. I'm sorry. Summer Rae obviously she's fitting the role, I guess, decently enough because of just being, I don't know. I'm trying to think of the nicest way to say the,
yes.
This is very Florida. I'll say that.
Don't even say it, Mike. You'll regret
Florida.
It. You'll regret it.
At the end of the day, the bottom line is Rusev is awesome, and all of these things are existing to make Rusev awesome. You know, Dolph coming out there and beating him up, all that, it doesn't matter. It was his reaction to what Summer said, and just he makes the entire thing worthwhile, and this is, I hope, good for the future. Now, if Rusev comes out as like Love Connection Rusev from this point forward, the same way as if Antonio Cesaro comes out with the cowboy hat for eternity, I will be very, very upset. But until that happens, I'll be satisfied with Rusev and I'll deal with the storyline. Although I think you are much more in love with this than Lana is with Dolph.
Oh, yeah, undoubtedly.
Actually, yeah, that's much more than that.
You know, Edge and Christian were on Austin's podcast last night.
They were?
And, yeah, they were talking about Vince McMahon and how he's just nuts in the sense that he never sleeps. All he does is think about WWE. All he does is think about business. All he does is think about where they're going next, what they're doing. I'm sure overanalyzing in a lot of ways, but they talked about what a workaholic he is, and he lives in his own world, I believe is a term that they used. And I thought, you know, that's a lot of guys in wrestling. They live in their own world. And then I thought, you know, I was a wrestler, and so I'm going to live in my own world. And I don't care where this storyline goes. In my mind, it's going a certain direction. And if it doesn't, I don't care. I'm going to pretend it did. I have theorized. This is fitting together more and more the more I think about it.
Oh, is it now?
Yeah. So here's the gimmick. It's very, very clear from watching last night's show that Rusev desperately wants his Lana back. He's obsessed with it. And so what's happened here is that he has convinced Summer Rae that what they're doing here is designed solely to get the stupid Americans fighting, and so they will break up and they will be sad. This is what he's told Summer. And Summer's going along with this, and she's a trooper. She's doing this for her Ruru. But at the end of the day, he doesn't care about Summer. He's using her, and she doesn't get it. So she's here trying to break up these two stupid Americans, this skinny, hairless man and this cold fish Lana. And in reality, he is getting her to do this solely so that he can dump Summer and get back with Lana.
I will be completely fine with this. And I know if you were to critically analyze the story, and we have, the end will make you shake your head and look back and go, why did they do any of this? But it is a way out. You're going to do that anyway in most cases. And if their intention, which it was to make Lana a megastar superstar and she doesn't need Rusev, that failed miserably. Rusev, maybe they've done it intentionally. Maybe they haven't done it intentionally. And this is just what everybody in WWE does, which is true, too. It was goofiness. It was a story. But he ended up coming out of this, I think, at least from the fans' point of view. I'm not saying more over than he was, but as far as people with appreciating him as a quote-unquote sports entertainer, I think you really got to take that. If nothing else, you got to take that out of this. And it's proof that they're better off as a team. They're better off as a unit. It made sense. It doesn't make any sense to break them up. You have enough gorgeous women, and you can hire enough models where if you wanted to have somebody up there, this is what you use
Eva Marie
for. Exactly. You don't use... I guess, hey, you got to give it a shot, but why you broke that team up, why you decided to go in that direction didn't make any sense to me in the first place. It's obviously proven to be a failure. Put them back together as a unit, because them coming out of this just even more incorrigible could be fantastic.
Chaser here on Twitter, at Brian Alvarez, says, you only like the storyline because it's the only one getting depth. Yes!
That's...
The main storyline on this show, everybody. I'm not even that down on Sting versus Seth Rollins, but the main storyline on this show is that Sting wants to prove that Seth Rollins is not as good as Triple H, and he stole a statue made of chocolate. That's our main event storyline. So yes, I am a little bit more into the Lana Rusev Summer Dolph storyline, because there are more ways it can go. I see... logically illogical reactions from all the participants. I have Alexander Rusev telling me that he betrayed. Or no, she betrayed him.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about it is great. Listen, I'm Captain Positivity here. I kind of like the show in the sense that they built up all of the matches for Night of Champions. All right. Some of the build is kind of dumb. The statue and all of that stuff is kind of wacky, but the New Day was tremendous here on this show. We've got, I don't know how many matches we got. We've got something like 6 matches for Night of Champions. That's pretty good per WWE storylines, per WWE standards. I mean, how many times have we had a pay-per-view where we got, I'm going to find out how many matches we have official here. We have like 6 of them. We're still 2 weeks away. Yeah, 5 matches, and we know there's at least one other. There's going to be a women's match. Raw previewed two matches already for next week's show. We've got the Nikki Bella versus Charlotte match, which, by the way, I had a tremendous idea for that match, but they're not going to do it. And then we also have the Primetime Players versus the New Day, with the winners getting the Dudleys, Team 3D, whatever you want to call them at the pay-per-view. Think about this idea, Mike. I should hold this over the break, but I'm not going to.
Mm-hmm.
So Nikki Bella breaks the record if she survives next week's show, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I haven't gone back in time, but I'm pretty sure that AJ Lee did not win the title at midnight. She probably... Did she win the title on Raw or on a pay-per-view, or when did she... Let me go find out when AJ won the title, and then I'm going to explain my brilliant scenario that they're not going to do after the break. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on the show, everybody. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And here's my idea for this Women's Championship match next week, and Nikki Bella and Charlotte. And I hesitate to even say this idea because, in a way, it's me thinking a little bit like WWE, where they always do that even-steven booking and that sort of thing.
Hey, this is a multi-million dollar company. Not all the things have been bad.
And this is a multi-million dollar idea I've got here. All right, so the record set by AJ Lee was 295 days or something like that. And AJ Lee, to begin that title reign, the legendary, everybody, that legendary title reign, she won the belt to begin that title reign in payback, on payback, the pay-per-view of 2013. She beat Caitlyn. And that match was second on the pay-per-view show. So you know what that means?
It could mean many things. Okay, go ahead.
I'll tell you what that means.
What does it mean?
That means that the match ended somewhere around 8:40 p.m. Eastern.
Look at you.
Okay? This is very important. There's a very important reason that I mention all this. So that means that she won the title at 8:40 p.m. Eastern. And so my idea would be that the Bellatron shouldn't run until the end of the day. The Bellatron should run until 8:40 Eastern. That would mean that it would be in the first hour of Raw. So my scenario would be that Stephanie McMahon goes, all right, we're going to give you this Divas Championship match. It's going to be the first match on the show on Monday night. And this is your chance, Charlotte. You're going to be in the opening match, and you either break the record or you don't. So I don't want him to go 40 minutes. Let's not be crazy. So Raw next week would open with your usual 20-minute boring Seth Rollins promo. And then they go to commercial, and they come back, and Nikki Bella and Charlotte are in the ring. And the Bellatron is counting down. And then, I realize this is asking a lot, but Charlotte would get Nikki in the figure eight with a minute left, or 50 seconds left, or 40 seconds left. And the whole deal would be Nikki holds on, holds on, holds on, maybe even has her leg broken, but she holds on until the time limit expires and she finally taps out. So Charlotte wins the title, but Nikki still got the record. And she can celebrate that, and she can have her big celebration with a giant cast on her leg. And Charlotte is a bittersweet victory. She won the belt, but dang it, she failed. And she was unable to stop Nikki from breaking that record. Two birds with one stone.
I do kind of like that. I guess if I want to throw a question out there to you, would then be, doesn't that then take some of the heat off of Charlotte? And even though you do kill two birds with one stone, it is still putting too much of a highlight on Nikki Bella instead of putting all of the attention on Charlotte with her championship victory.
Yeah, but you know what, Mike? Here's why I would argue against what you're saying right there. Because I don't think the record is being broken. I think Nikki is surviving next week, whether it be DQ or whether it be countout or whether it be some goofy finish. I don't think Charlotte's breaking the record. I think they are going to give Nikki the record. So give the girl the record, but you also change the title and you give Charlotte something out of it.
Well, I know. I mean, Nikki is definitely breaking the record. I mean, they would not be doing this otherwise. They wouldn't. And I don't know. So as of right now, the clock is set to expire at the end of the show.
Yeah, so you can't do my idea.
Hmm.
But my idea, at least, if you don't do my idea and you do their idea and Nikki is going to break the record, then that is a failure by Charlotte. Charlotte's getting her one chance to win the title before Nikki breaks the record, and she's going to fail. Whether it be count out, disqualification, or whatever, she's going to fail.
Well, I mean, you've talked about this, and I think other people have talked about they're already breaking up PCB. Paige, oops, accidentally, you know, this is where hopefully you can do it subtle enough where they're all fighting outside the ring. You know, Charlotte's whipped off the ropes, and Paige accidentally, who was fighting with Alicia on the floor, it would make sense she's fighting with the other one. That's Brie on the floor, and she gets knocked into the ring apron and accidentally trips up Charlotte, and Charlotte falls, and Nikki hits her with a move and gets the pin, and she holds on to it, and oops, and they glare at each other, but damn, you know, we're sisters here. What an accident this is, and it would be a very old-school thing to do, but I think that would be more of a direction you would go, and yes, does it help Charlotte? No. How do you build Paige in where
it kills this whole revolution?
But if you're saying it's already dead,
well, it is
already
dead.
They're already looking for the way out, then who cares?
It is already dead. Yeah, I guess we'll see what they do next week. But yes, the storyline in history is going to be that all these women came up from NXT. They all wanted a shot at Nikki Bella to break her record. They failed, and then they broke up.
Yeah, and Sasha Banks is, I don't know, maybe they can just line everybody up and Sasha Banks starts killing girls and she goes on this amazing mega run or something like that and saves this whole thing.
Let's go to the phones here on the East of the Rockies line. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Well, this is John from Memphis, Tennessee, the Vincent Verhaer's biggest fan. How
Indeed.
You doing, Brian?
Hey, I hear you're coming over here for the Christmas show. Is that right?
Oh, yes, I am coming, Brian. If anything happened, first of all, let me explain what happened when I was in Everett. My brother's husband, newlywed husband, did this. He had the wedding on Survivor Series, SummerSlam, and that PO'd me. I couldn't come. I really wanted to come just to see Brent Clement and to scare Brent Clement into being quiet. That was my goal, is to intimidate Brent Clement.
That's a lofty, honorable goal.
That is my goal. That is my goal. Because, and first, second of all, he is still the ninth smartest person. You're ahead of Brent, Brian. Just be happy about that. You're not 10, Brian.
Oh, that's good to know.
Not double digits.
That's good to know.
But, and I just want to say this. I was happy to be last night for the greatest wrestling match of all time on Raw. That my genius, that the true genius of the Empire called it, and he said it.
Yeah, so shouldn't he be the 10th smartest guy? What a match we got. Cesaro and The Miz.
Come on, man. You know that was a rib on you, Brian. You know that was WWE creator did that rib just personally for you. You figured that out.
Listen, I believe in coincidences, but that's a pretty strong coincidence right there.
Yeah, also, hold on 1 second. Also,
running and no finish.
All right, come on, man. That was a rib on you, Brian.
I don't know, they tried to finish Cesaro.
Mm, yeah.
all right, but my thing is, I can't wait till Monday. I'm going to be there Monday night, man. You know, it's going to be in Memphis next week. You know that, right?
It is going to be in Memphis next week. Well, you're going to bear witness to the Charlotte versus Nikki Bella match, the New Day and the primetime players. What a show you've got in Memphis.
I also want to know this, Brian.
okay, let's go.
Why do we care? Why should I care about this Charlotte match and this Charlotte Nikki match? If they give this to me, and it was starting out good, then it just went flat for the last, I don't know, month and a half.
Hold on, John. What do you mean it started out good? I remember on day one, as the Briscoes would say, on day one, I pointed out that this was not going to work. And the ninth smartest man in the Empire called it, John.
You know, hey. You know what? When I come there, I'm going to have to put you in your place, man. You know that, right?
Yeah.
I got love for you, man. Even though my mom doesn't like your voice, she thinks you're annoying.
Wow. Well, tell your mom, no offense, John, but she's not invited.
Well, she won't be. Also, I also got this before I leave. What is the deal? Is WWE copying Ring of Honor ideas just for the heck of it, or they got any other ideas?
Well, I think what it is, John, and I want to thank you very much for the call. I cannot wait to see you in December. They got to come up with ideas. And I don't think Vince cares where the idea comes from. He doesn't care if you're stealing a Ring of Honor storyline. He doesn't care if you steal something from Lucha Underground. We may see somebody have a brother in a cage, next thing you know. All he needs is ideas. And Ring of Honor, I know this will be shocking to some of you, has a lot of good booking ideas. So it ain't the first one that got stolen, the double champion gimmick and defending both belts on a show.
And they do have James Jacobs there now, don't they?
Yeah, Jimmy Jacobs is there as well. And trust me, they got 27 riders. There are people watching Ring of Honor. And apparently listening to Vinny. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Some cars don't get older. They get faster and louder and more beloved. But inside, it could be a whole different story. One you can't see. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $24.99. See store for restrictions and details.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes to pick up football with the guys, Strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also Wrestling Observer. Taking your calls! 1-800-878-PLAY. That music just got me off my game. I just wanted to tap my feet and sing along. 1-800-878-PLAY. As well as all of the other numbers on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. And by the way, I just got word. So there was an incident last night. It's been reported on TMZ. Paige and Alicia Fox were at the Supano Prime Steakhouse Seafood and Pasta on Sunday night.
Sounds good.
Yeah. and there was a woman there who was annoying them, harassing them, it said, trying to get photos, autographs, that sort of thing. And tempers flared, which if you've ever watched Tough Enough is very easy to understand with young Paige. And anyway, they ended up throwing drinks at each other and they kicked out Alicia Fox and Paige. And apparently I've been alerted that this was not a Total Divas storyline. The cameras were not there. It was, as they say, a shoot. So for those of you wondering, you know, they always say, let people eat before you ask them for your photos and autographs. In addition to that, be really nice about it. Don't be annoying. Now, I'm not sure if getting in a food fight is the proper reaction if somebody does ask you for an autograph and a photograph when you're not willing to give them one. But anyway, that's a real story. It really happened, and it was not an angle, and it was not something for Total Divas. So there you go.
Well, at least those people, are, the person in question here that was asking for these photographs and autographs, at least they didn't run out during the show and jump on the ramp and walk down to the ring.
Oh, yeah. There was one of those last night, too.
It's like the third time now that there's been some sort of incident. You had the one with Reigns at the house show. You had the one with Ambrose on SmackDown. And now this one on Raw. Hey, it's hard to control. You got 20,000 people. You only have X amount of security. If you ever think about it, you know, the order of how we are in the public, you know, it doesn't take much to turn into a mob mentality if you wanted it to. But still, usually, I mean, where's the security here? I don't know where the lapses are. Maybe these things, obviously somebody throwing something at Roman Reigns, it's hard to do anything about that. But this is now two incidents in a short period of time where guys are sneaking up behind someone and are near them for, you know, probably longer than they should be.
All the way down the ramp.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they intercepted the kid but still the fact that, I don't know, it's very scary, and it's a reminder of how, you know, out there that these people are. It's like the Monica Seles thing when she was stabbed, you know, at the tennis court, you know, 20, whatever it is now, 30 years ago, 25 years ago. You don't know how naked you are in the public until something bad happens.
Let's go to Ed, not in San Antonio. Ed in Cleveland is on the line. Ed, what's going on?
I'm liking your Charlotte idea for next Monday. The best way to do it if they're going to still give Nikki this streak.
Don't like it too much because they're not going to do it.
Right, right. I like the idea, that's what I'm saying.
Thank you.
And then also, my thought while watching Raw last night and the Seth Rollins statue, do you ever think that was, I know you like to play off the whole chocolate thing, I think that was a 3D printed statue, because that would make sense as to getting it done super fast and cheapest, and so that they're just breaking a hollow plastic statue, and they don't have to mold it or anything. It's just 3D printed.
I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure it was just a big plastic thing. I mean, what was kind of cool about it was they did show the real statues that they have at WWE headquarters of like Bruno and Andre the Giant. And it did look remarkably like those. So that was
The shine on it was a little bit more matte finish than those. That's how I was like, yeah, there's something up with this.
Yes, I'm sure it was not a solid bronze statue, would be my guess.
Right. Well, but then when I saw it last night and I saw the base and how the base was just a plastic base and how it had two holes in the bottom, I was like, oh, that's totally either injected or 3D printed. And it keeps it cheap. They can do it for the gimmick and they don't have to, it just works. So that was what I was thinking. And hopefully Charlotte does actually defeat her and defeat Nikki and kill that streak.
Well, I wouldn't hold my breath. I want to thank you very much for the call. And hey, if this 3D printing is that cheap, they may as well just 3D print statues and sell them at the live events. Can you imagine being able to get one of those, Mike? A life-size Big Show 3D printed fake statue?
With the hand up, just to make it even bigger, like in the chokeslam pose.
Here's what I can't figure out. Why on Seth's statue Did he have the world title over one shoulder and another world title that was blank over the other shoulder? They didn't have a spare U.S. title lying around or whatever?
Well, why do that? This is going down in the history books. You don't want to go down in the history books with the U.S. title. You want to go down as the champion of champions, the Rey de Reyes, the man amongst men. And what better way can you do that than having a bandolero of WWE pinky ring-looking championships wrapped around your body?
Let's go to the east of the Rockies line. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
Ryan, what's happening?
My question is about the Nikki Bella and Charlotte match. You know that John Cena rumor is true that he's getting involved in the finish of the match. And if it's not true, he started this nasty rumor about John Cena that he wants to not have Charlotte end the title reign. Because I think that would make Ric Flair pretty upset with John Cena.
Who started it? Frank.
Yeah.
Frank started it.
Frank Shamrock?
Yeah.
Huh.
He's got
a
website.
Shady dude. Yeah.
He's got a website where he reports wrestling backstage scoops. He's close with Dave, but I'm not saying that this came from Dave.
Well, he used to work with Al Isaacs back at the beginning days when everybody was still using AOL, remember?
Yeah. So that's the answer, Ryan. I don't know if it's true.
How does Dave Meltzer feel about the rumor?
I don't know. I haven't asked him. I'll ask him in the next mailbag what he thinks of the rumor. I think we actually asked it on the mailbag. You're not listening to Wrestling Observer Radio's mailbag segments, Ryan, because I'm pretty sure we addressed this.
I listen to Brian and Vinny every week.
Oh, good man. Good man. In that case, I'll answer honestly. I have no idea who started the rumor.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you were basing that off of Ryan answering honestly. What's your second favorite show on the website?
What's my second favorite show?
Not you.
Oh, yeah, Ryan. What's your second favorite show on the website?
The Mike and Brian Show, Wrestling Observer.
Thank you. The Mike and Brian Show, he called it. You just made Mike's week by calling it the Mike and Brian Show, Wrestling Observer Live.
At Semper Vivi on Twitter, since Brian won't mention it.
Yes, at Semper Vivi. Well, I can't mention it, Mike, because there's another at Semper Vivi who's not you.
That's a doppelganger. It's son of a bitch.
That's don't talk about doppelgangers around Ryan. He gets very, very confused and concerned. Ryan, you back at work today?
Yes, I'm done. Beginning back in a few minutes.
All right. Well, enjoy work today, Ryan. Thanks for the plug for the Brian and Vinny Show. Very much appreciate it. A good man, that Ryan from Cumberland.
As Ed complains that you didn't answer his mailbag question, which...
Now, look at this. I got somebody else telling me that the deal with Paige and Alicia was, in fact, for Total Divas. So now I've got two conflicting reports.
Doesn't matter. I don't know. Didn't they have, I saw a little of Total Divas from last Sunday, where they were getting into a fight at a bar with, like, a small man that was... Tamina was pushing him away from Natty because apparently he made Natty feel sad about the fact that she's old, even though she's as old as the Bellas. But in wrestling years, she's, I don't know, I guess about to turn into salt or something like that.
I don't recall.
Let's look at this. Giving up on that show?
What show? Total Divas?
Yes.
Yeah, I gave up a long time ago. I just couldn't take it no more.
This Rusev's enough for it to fill in your novella?
Dude, if Rusev was on Total Divas, I'd go back to watching it again. This guy's I can't say the best, but he's one of the best promos in the company in terms of entertaining me and making me want to see him grapple. So this Night of Champions, we got Seth Rollins versus Sting for the WWE World Heavyweight title. Seth Rollins versus John Cena as well for the WWE US title. They are teasing that Sheamus would cash in, which would be the third Seth Rollins match in one night. I would not hold your breath on that one. Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns, and a mystery partner against the Wyatts, Bray Wyatt, Luke Harper, and Braun Strowman. They did tease that Randy Orton will be the third member of the... babyface team. I don't know why they would have shot that angle if that's not where they're going, but who knows. Dolph Ziggler versus Rusev has been announced for the show, which originally was probably supposed to be the mixed tag, but then, well, dear sweet Lana broke her wrist. And finally, the New Day and the primetime players will be fighting it out on Raw to determine who takes on the Dudleys for the Dudleys' attempt to win their 10th tag team title at the pay-per-view. Is Xavier Woods not the greatest, Mike?
All time, all my life, the running commentary, the trombone, the infectious enthusiasm, all of that stuff. Xavier Woods, to the point where I hope they, for some reason, have a traditional Survivor Series match where I can see the entire New Day and Rusev, and I guess because he can fly around so incredibly well, Seth Rollins, all somehow on one team, because I believe that may make the earth just swallow itself whole.
I've also got here the lineup for the Ring of Honor pay-per-view, which is a couple of days earlier, 2 days before, actually. And they are doing the... Actually, let me rephrase that. They're not doing WWE's gimmick. WWE is doing their gimmick 2 days later because Ring of Honor did this first. Jay Lethal is a double champion. He's facing Kyle O'Reilly in the main event for the ROH World title. And he is defending the television title against Bobby Fish as well. I doubt it'll be the semi-main event. It'll probably go on first or something like that. This show is, by the way, All-Star Extravaganza 7 from San Antonio, Texas at the Shrine Auditorium. It is going to be available on pay-per-view. ROH World Tag Team Champions The Addiction will face The Kingdom. We got the third match in a best-of-five series, Matt Sydal versus ACH. There is an open challenge with the Briscoes. More matches will be added, including Silas Young, the last real man, will be facing the human peacock, Dalton Castle. And here is the stipulation. If Silas Young beats Dalton Castle, Silas Young gets the boys that accompany Dalton Castle to the ring. They normally get on all fours so they can stand on their backs to get into the ring. They fan him down with giant feathers. Silas Young will get the boys. He will teach them to chop wood. He will teach them to change oil. He will teach them to do manly things if he beats Dalton Castle. However, if Dalton Castle beats Silas Young, Silas Young must become one of the boys. This has a chance to be better than Dolph, Summer, Lana, and Rusev.
Take all of my money.
Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold. Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I believe it is Zordon here on Twitter had sent a photo of the statue. And he says, "Does this not look like the U.S. title to you?" or something of that nature. And in fact, it does kind of look like the U.S. title, now that you send this close-up. However, the bigger issue to me is, that ain't Seth Rollins, that's Jesus.
Yeah, and that's obviously the Western States Heritage Championship.
Could be. That doesn't matter, everybody, because it's been destroyed. Laura wants to know when I'm going to get my statue. The answer is, as soon as I get a 3D printer. And I put one at all four corners of this room right here. So no matter where Vinny looks, he has to see me.
Get some solid gold statues made up and put them in each corner and then attach ropes to them so that really intimidates them, like they're stuck inside the pit with you.
Well, the problem is I'd never get Vinny or Craig in this room if they had to step through the ropes. It'd be very difficult. But everybody, we are here Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. This show replays every day at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. And if you're listening on a replay, if you're listening on I don't even know where, it is very, very easy to listen live no matter where you are in the world. If you have a smartphone, all you have to do is listen through TuneIn Radio. It is a free app. Grab TuneIn Radio and search Sports Byline USA, and there you go. You can listen live every single day no matter where you are in the universe as long as you have internet access. So check out TuneIn Radio. Spread the word to all your friends. Show's growing. Let's grow it even more. I want to thank you all for listening today. All of the callers, everybody at Byline. Mike, as always, we'll talk to you again tomorrow with more. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.